Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
We go live to the hotline. Michael Colyar, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, is that Bill and Jessica?
It is. Yes. It is. Bill and Jessica, Power 101.7. Welcome to the show, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. How y'all doing this beautiful morning?
Yes, we're great.
We're great.
Hopefully, you and your family are doing well. People might remember you, actor, comedian, voiceover, Disney's Princess and the Frog, The Cleveland Show, Star Search. You know, maybe they saw you out live at the comedy club. Who knows?
And I got to tell you something real quick. I trained the guy who created The Cleveland Show.
Oh, really?
The producer, Mike Henry, who created the show and plays all three of the major black voices, including Cleveland. I taught him stand-up comedy at UCLA 25 years ago.
Well, I hope you're getting your redigents.
Well, he put me on the show. That helped.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Good morning.
Yeah. Get your redigents from his salary.
Oh, I need them residuals. Oh, yeah, they coming too.
Right. Well, look, again, thank you so much for checking in. You've done so much over your career, and you got a brand new scripted comedy series. It's called Highly Favored. First off, congratulations on that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit about the show, what inspired the show, and what it's all about for people who don't know.
Well, it's fantastic, and I'm not just saying that because I'm in it. And I'm not saying it because I'm number one on the call sheet. This is the first time, and I've been in 40 sitcoms, but this is the first time that I'm actually the star of it. It's called Highly Favored, from a phrase that we use in Baptists is always saying this. How you doing today? I am blessed and highly favored.
Yes.
Well, the show is called Highly Favored, and I am the pastor, which is funny right there that they made the heathen a pastor. So I'm the pastor. My deacon is the great comedian Rodney Perry. Kiki Shepherd from Apollo is my wife. Melanie Camacho, who opens for Cat Williams everywhere, is one of the church mothers. And the show is amazing. It's about family and God and a relationship with church. And there's no preaching. It's fun. It's just, it shows you how to raise your family, how to have fun, and how to keep it God, keep it life, keep it love, and it is hilarious.
Yes, looking forward. Well, look, you've been making people laugh for years, so this had to come to you easy, right?
It wasn't easy. I was just blessed that I got it. I was like, where did this come from, and why did they pick me? And they actually wrote it with me in mind. Some of the lines from the show, I actually have been saying around the country, like, a lot of people like to say God is good. I like to say chicken is good and God is great.
Yes.
I get to the best in the script.
Hey, my God,
they really were thinking about me.
All the time.
Yeah.
So I love it.
It's really funny. It's fun. It's light, you know. But it's also stories in it. It's real stories that touch you as well as make you just laugh like you're out of control.
Wow, definitely looking forward to it. Again, Highly Favored. How can people watch it? What network is it on?
Well, it's on ImpactTV.com, but the easiest way for people to get to it is just go on any search engine and put in Watch, WATCH, Impact, IMPACT, WatchImpact.com, and it'll take you right to the show.
Very good, very good. And did you have a hand in, like, writing or producing the show as well? Like, how was the process?
No, I just got the script, and I'll tell you, it was a lot of work in a beautiful way, because most sitcoms take 3 to 4 days to shoot for each episode. We shot 6 episodes in 4 days. And I had a whole lot of words. That's why I don't let nobody tell me I wasn't a star. Because, oh, my God, it was so many words to memorize. Every show starts with me doing a sermon. That alone is like a huge monologue.
I love
it. And it was so playful. It was so fun, you know, and it's so great. And, you know, I'm still doing stand-up comedy, headlining all around the country. This weekend, I'm at the Stardome in Birmingham, Alabama for 5 shows. So I get to blend both of them. And let me just mention, I'm in love. Okay, I've been married today 536 days.
I love
today.
It. Woo! Love it. Love it. Yes. And you know what? Yeah. I bet you're still a romantic. I bet you're still, even though you got so much on your plate.
I certainly am, man. I think about her, and I want to go out and buy flowers. And let me tell you, she's the greatest woman I ever met besides my mama. I have never been this happy in my entire life.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
That
we love
is so
it.
Beautiful.
Man, that is great.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations.
God is great, and we're blessed. And please watch the show, Highly Favored. I guarantee it's something for everybody, for every family. It covers all lines, and it's joyful, and it's fun.
Yes. Are there plans for a second season, or what's that kind of talk?
Well, that's going to depend on if y'all watch the first season.
Oh, don't worry. We will watch.
Yes.
Don't worry. We got you.
We did 6 episodes, and what I love about it is you can't binge these. You can't do all 6 in one day. We drop them every week, like old fashioned comedy shows. Like the remember Amen with Sherman Hemsley?
Yes.
It's going to remind you of that type of sitcom, so you got to wait next week to see what we do next. Next week, it is so good.
And you leave us on the edge of our seats. Love it. That's old school right there. I like it. Well, look, the fact that you're still doing stand-up comedy, I think that's great. You still pop into some of the clubs, like around, the city or whatever when you go to different areas.
Oh, yeah.
What's like some of your favorite places to go and do stand-up comedy?
Well, my absolute favorite is Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
Cleveland, Ohio used to be the Improv. Now it's Funny Bones. I love Tampa's Funny Bones. And I started at the Improv in Los Angeles. So, of course, that's one of my favorites, too. But Stardome, which I do this weekend, is so awesome because it's like being in a Coliseum arena because the seats go way up. So it's like you're down at the stage and you got this crowd, and it's just so magical. You know, all of it is a great thing, but, of course, I'm from Chicago, the project Southside, and so anytime I could do Chicago, it's always a joy. And I just did Chicago 2 weeks ago, so I'm loving it.
Well, look, we're at the beach. We're like the beach for D.C., Baltimore. We're 2 hours from Virginia Beach, 2 hours from Philadelphia. You got to come around to like the Northeast, like this area.
Oh, my God. Next week, I'm doing Baltimore.
Hey.
I'm doing Baltimore.
All right, I'm looking it up.
Yes.
Looking it up.
Yes. You hooked it up. Thank you. Please come out to that show. The Baltimore is going to be off. And that, too, is one of my favorite rooms because they rebuilt it. So now it holds 500 people.
Nice.
You know, and to do 5 shows with 500 people is a wonderful thing.
I love it. I love it. Michael Colyar, look, congratulations.
Let me tell you this.
Yeah,
comedy,
go ahead.
Is healing. If you can laugh through a thing, you can get through a thing. And at the price of food, have you tried to buy eggs lately? Food's so expensive, it's cheaper to eat the money. And forget about gas. Gas so expensive. In L.A., the cheapest gas is $6.14.
Yeah.
Gas so expensive in L.A., the other day I spent $10 on pump number 2 just so I could drive to pump number 4.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
That's
yes. Yes. Man, you know what? But that is funny. I know we're on a time limit here, but just real quick, how with your comedy, how do you navigate through, do you do political stuff? How do you navigate through all that?
Well, I try to stay away from politics because that makes everybody start fighting.
Yeah.
You know, yet our political arena right now is what got people the scaredest and the most uptight. So what I do is I steer away from that.
Yeah.
I try to stay with stuff like family and what we have to deal with and just making it from day to day. And plus, I'm old-fashioned, so I do jokes as well.
Yeah.
You know, so in between everything I'm doing, I throw in jokes. I don't think an old joke should die just because the person that wrote it did. He can't use it no more. Rick Fox did 75 comedy albums.
Right.
And you think we're going to throw away all them jokes? Uh-uh. I tell an old joke in a heartbeat. I'm not scared. Keep jokes alive. That's what I say.
Love it. It's definitely therapeutic. Look, Michael Colyar, it's been a pleasure to have you on. I mean, this interview has been great. Thank you so much for checking in. Again, looking forward to checking out the original scripted comedy series. Highly favored on Impact. Search it and check it out. Again, thank you so much for checking in, my friend. We appreciate it. Hope to have you on again.
Thank you.
And
the last thing I want to say is, to reach it, all you got to do is go to watchimpact.com, and you can find it wherever you are.
Yes, we will. We got you. Have a great day, my friend.
Blessings. Bye-bye.